Now, the powerful messages that our bodies send can make all the difference if we're going for an interview or going on a date or just trying to detect when a person is lying to you. Well, our final guest today is a body language expert and she's here to share more. Welcome to the show, Dr. Donna Van Natten.
Hi, thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon here it is, but it's morning for you.
Absolutely. I figured that right after I said time change.
No worries. Thanks for getting up for us. So this book, your latest book, is called Body Language for Women. Are there different rules for men then?
There are different rules. And actually, one of the chapters talks about the gender differences of men and women and trying to figure out how to read each other. So I do focus on that. But yes, there's definitely different societal expectations. And, grooming starts early. Culture has to do with it. So absolutely.
And can you give us some examples of what to look out for? For example, in the introduction, we said how to tell if someone's lying to you. What should we be looking out for?
You know, people like to, you know, there's a great TV show, you know, to say that, you know, if somebody does something specific, they're lying. And actually, there is no clear cut indicator for lying. Some people are just very good at it, you know, and if they're really good at it, we tend to call them, you know, psychopaths. but for your average person who doesn't really pay attention too much, your nonverbals will tell you, you know, there's catecholamines, chemicals that are released, and they're a little irritants. And so sometimes you might rub your nose, and hence the whole Pinocchio thing or the Pinocchio effect that we've associated lying with your nose growing. But, and of course, there's always the shifting of the eyes. You might see a gulp or a sudden cough arise when, you know, almost holding down the lie in the throat that wasn't there before. So there's things like that. The body will shift or might even freeze. So you want to look at a baseline behavior and then look for, you know, multiple changes before, you know, you look at one and go, oh, you're lying to me.
Yeah, it might not be the best thing to do. And I suppose if it's somebody that you know, you get to learn their traits. If somebody touches their nose constantly when you know that they've lied in the past, then you know that that is their trait.
Oh, it could be. Sure. Just like we assign if people cross their arms, they're being defensive. Well, a baseline behavior is you might just be cold or it's a comfortable position. But if it's a shift in a normal behavior, so, oh, absolutely. And that's how we pick up on each other's behaviors is because, you know, we pay attention to their what's the norm for them.
So presumably this is all done subconsciously.
For the most part, sure. I mean, when you study it, you can be very conscious or manipulative. You know, are you manipulating people when you talk to them? No, but you can surely sway. I mean, the power of persuasion is powerful to get people to talk more or to let down their guard. But a lot of times we don't think about it in our daily lives, you know, more like when we're going to an interview or we're meeting someone new or we're on our best behavior, things like that.
So how can someone use it then if they're going for a job or interviewing for a job?
By being very intentional. I mean, obviously, we are a visual, you know, species. We tend to size each other up very quickly on our first impressions by what we're wearing, our hairstyles, our gender, our size, our accent. You know, the list goes on and on. But we gather a lot of information in a very short period of time. So by being intentional of how you want to present yourself, you know, what do I want to cover up? What do I don't want to cover up? How much eye contact, you know, the study of proxemics, how close do I want to get to somebody? You know, do I feel comfortable? Or are they invading my space? You know, and that's a kind of a creepy feel. So it's thinking about it critically versus it just letting happen of, well, that's just me kind of thing.
Yeah. And I guess good eye contact, particularly in like an interview situation, is always a good thing because it shows confidence.
Yeah, and it depends on the culture. You know, not all societies or countries or cultures are eye contact. You know, the U.S. is. If we don't make eye contact, then, you know, you're being shady. You know, what's going on? Why aren't you looking at me straight in the eye? But you can't assign that to all cultures. You know, for example, several Asian cultures, it's rude, you know, or aggressive or disrespectful.
Yeah. And if any of our listeners are listening and they're going on their first date this evening, can you give them any tips?
Absolutely. Definitely. What do you choose to wear? Because as a visual people, you know, how are we going to do our hair? Women tend to show more skin than men. And we know skin is the largest living organ on the body. And as a visual creature, you know, what do we want to expose? And the female body is different than the male. And so how high do we want? If are we going to wear a dress or a skirt? And how much leg do we want to show? Do we want to wear heels? Are we going to wear makeup? How much cleavage do we want to show? Do we want to expose our back or our arms? You know, if you look at the clothing choices between the two genders, men tend to cover up their bodies completely, except for their hands and their faces, which are two huge communication mechanisms. Whereas, do we want to communicate the right message? And, you know, not saying right or wrong, if you want to go out and look sexy, then you know what, you typically know what you want to wear, but understand that that comes with certain behaviors in return. And, or do you want to, you know, button up and focus on my intellect only? Or do I want them to notice my hair? You know, hair is a big deal for women of all races and cultures, of how we treat it and how it's perceived. You know, one of an interesting study is when probably a little TMI here, but when women are ovulating or seeking a male, they will actually have more hair play to show interest. It's kind of like I assign humans to the jungle, and we are the lions. And if you notice the huge mane of hair around a lion, and it's a big deal, you know, my mane is bigger than your mane kind of thing. And if you watch a female engaging with a male and wanting his attention, she will unconsciously play with her hair as in, notice me. Notice me.
Yes, I've seen that. I've seen that.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Yes. It is funny. So I guess we're talking subconsciously, as in the person doing it, but also if you're trying to pick up somebody's body language, maybe you can do it subconsciously, because a lot comes from the gut feeling.
It is. And, you know, we do talk about the gut being the second brain. You know, there is a physical connection, the vagus nerve. So when you have that go with your gut feeling, it's traveling right up that nerve, if you will. So you have to listen to that. And women, you know, we're very sensitive to this. If we're out at night and we're alone and we're walking across a parking lot or in a parking deck and we see a shadowy figure, you know, our gut tells us one thing, and it starts with protect yourself. What's going on? Who is that? Don't be alone. Move, kind of thing. And we don't have to give much thought to that, because it's our safety. So yeah, going with your gut is a very big deal when you're uncomfortable with somebody, and not dismissing the signs, not being paranoid, but surely not dismissing them as, no big deal. Mm. Investigate further.
Yeah, interesting. It's fascinating stuff, and there's obviously much more in your book, which we are selling on our website, and it's called Body Language for Women, Learn to Read People Instantly and Increase Your Influence, by Dr. Donna Van Natten, who we're speaking to now. And you wrote this with Robin Dreek.
I did. This is my third book, actually. And I met Robin through Joe Navarro, who many know is the body language expert globally. He's number one many times. And, you know, we're all colleagues and so forth. So he introduced me to Robin, and Robin's doing some great work. And so it was great that he was willing to, you know, jump on board with this. And you know, the topic itself is usually fairly fascinating for people. People have a basic understanding of it. So for me, I get excited to dive into what creates that. What's the science driving that? What are the studies that continue to support, you know, the early, you know, pioneers of Moravian, you know, and Paul, you know, it just goes on and on. But you want to make it that it's people friendly. Who cares about that, as long as, like, how is it going to work for me, you know? And we do it all the time. Our female to female relationships, our family relationships. And I cover each of those in the book. And I want to point out that when you're looking for the book, if you're interested in buying it, right at the last minute, my publisher decided not to go with the yellow cover, but to go with a baby blue cover, or kind of a robin's egg blue. Yeah. So Simon & Schuster, our distributor, takes a little while to get all the distribution chains switched over. So don't be surprised if you were to go on Amazon or another local and you're like, oh, this is a blue cover instead of the yellow one. So I just want to point that out so people don't feel like it is a different book, because the yellow and the blue are the same.
Okay, it's the same book. And if people want to find out more, as well as buying the book, do you have a website as well?
I do. Thanks for asking. It's www.bodylanguagedoctor.com. And the doctor is DR. So bodylanguagedr.com.
Wonderful. Well, again, thank you for getting up so early for us, Donna. And go and get yourself a cup of coffee now.
Absolutely. And you know what? happy to be on. And if someone wants to learn more or to reach out or have me speak at their companies or work with a team of men or women, if they're noticing this in the workplace or in their personal or professional relationships, this is what I do full time. So I'm very fortunate to do this and love to help others, you know.
Marvelous. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You have a great day as well. Stay safe out there.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.